Well, we have just received an invitation from IGAD dated 14th July, but we received it today. It is entitled Invitation to a Meeting to Hand Over the Proposed Compromise Agreement on the Resolution of the Conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. This is what we have. 1 plus 2, as usual, is supposed to go. That is, 3 representatives are supposed to go on the 23rd. And on the 24th morning, they receive the whole compromise agreement. And they come back the same day afternoon. That is on the 24th afternoon. And thereafter, we will come and deliberate and discuss the document. And on the 17th, later than 17th July, okay, no, not that only. That is all.
So
we are supposed to go there to go and receive the document, come back, come and deliberate on it, and thereafter go back to Addis to go and negotiate with the rebels and others on the same. And according to them, the agreement is supposed to be signed according to the agenda of the program of the meeting. The agenda says that on the August 17th, the summit meeting of IGAD plus attend the signing of the agreement.
Yes. Now, even without delegation mediating yet, or without the talks resuming, they're saying 17th. Delegation should be able to sign peace. Do you think that can be really achieved, or South Sudanese are waiting for this peace?
Well, this is achievable if the document is acceptable to both parties.
Yes, and IGAD had proposed actually a document before. As you go for this consultation, what is the position of the government on that document?
In fact, we are not going for consultation. We are only going to receive the proposed compromise agreement. And we come back.
What could you like to tell the South Sudanese as this peace talks resumes, or this proposal you received? What could you like to tell the people about the peace talks?
Well, as usual, I would tell the people of South Sudan that the government of South Sudan is in search of peace, and it is for a durable and lasting peace, a peace that will be owned by the people of South Sudan. So there is not much I can say about the proposed compromise agreement until we see it. And we will come and discuss it here, and the people of South Sudan are the ones who would come and decide on it.